We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
Our next guest is Norma Vasquez, lactation counselor, birth and postpartum doula, who creates a space for women of color to support each other in their journey of motherhood. And Norma is an experienced certified lactation counselor with a rich background in public health spanning 16 years. And recently, her professional focus has been on delivering lactation assistance to individuals giving birth. She has worked both as a lactation counselor at Penn Medicine Lancaster General Health and as the founder and birth and postpartum doula at Mama Lelechera, a business she established after witnessing the racial disparities faced by BIPOC individuals in breastfeeding. And now Norma runs a weekly support group at the YWCA, which is free to the community, and is currently working for a national breast pump company as a training coordinator and instructor. Additionally, Norma has a community lactation supply closet that is available to anyone, which includes breast pumps, storage bags, nursing pillows, and so much more. And we're going to get into all of that with Norma. Norma, thank you for joining us on The Spark today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So look, this is obviously not new to me, but it's a little foreign, which is why I'm glad that you came on today. So, how did you get into this world of breastfeeding advocacy?
Honestly, from having my youngest daughter, I have three girls, and my breastfeeding experience with them was really different. And for my youngest daughter, who's turning 9 in a couple of weeks here, I was facing some challenges, and I was really able to connect with a lactation consultant, and my breastfeeding journey with her spanned over a couple of years. She did really, really well. And so while I was breastfeeding her, I was just because I was able to meet my own goals, I just kind of wanted to share that. And I shared it online, on social media, how things were. And then through that, I just started, you know, supporting friends or family who were having babies. And a job just kind of fell in my lap and said, you know, Penn Medicine is looking for a peer counselor. Are you interested? And I think I was working like 2 days later. Like, never thought my life would end up where it is now. From breastfeeding.
Yeah. So this is going to sound like a dumb question. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry, America, for this. But how essential is breastfeeding? What are the benefits?
Oh, my goodness. The benefits are not only for baby, but also, you know, for moms as well. So, you know, for babies, it's the healthiest thing that you can give to your baby. You know, breast milk is made specifically for your individual baby, which is mind blowing. And we can talk about that all day. There's so many different components in breast milk. It helps, you know, to reduce the risk of allergies and asthma and diabetes and obesity. Mm. And with mom, it helps to reduce the risk of cancer and postpartum depression, which is huge. There's just so many benefits to offering breast milk. And, you know, even if it's just, you know, if you don't have to be breastfeeding for a whole year, the benefits are there even if you're breastfeeding for a month or 6 months or a year or longer.
Mm, so what are some of the biggest stigmas when it comes to breastfeeding and advocating for breastfeeders?
Yeah, I mean, you know, judgment.
Yeah.
You know, how people feel and you know, and when people feel uncomfortable, they say and do just, you know, really not so nice things.
Yeah.
And, you know, so a lot of people don't feel supported. Mm. And then I think that would be like the biggest thing, right? Is that is moms not feeling supported.
And how essential is that support? Because from doing this research, not every woman has that level of support, has that village, so to speak, that you can lean on when breastfeeding or when having difficulties breastfeeding. So how essential is it to have that support, to have that village?
That support is everything to a birthing parent. It really, we have to remember that, when moms are in this like postpartum, even pregnancy, phase, but like, once babies are here and they're in the thick of it and they feel like they can't make it, or they are, dealing with whatever issues, whether baby's not latching correctly, or they feel like they don't have enough milk supply. And they don't have someone to turn to either vent or get help, like whatever mechanically isn't going right with breastfeeding at that point. If they don't have anyone to turn to, then they're left in their thoughts. And when we're left in our thoughts, we begin to doubt ourselves, right? About how we're showing up for our kids, our babies, our families. And then that just kind of trickles down as to how we show up as women, as if we're in a relationship, how we're showing up in that relationship, how we're showing up to our friends. I mean, it really does trickle down. So that support is absolutely everything, and it should be made accessible to everyone. And unfortunately, it's not.
Now, before I get to the biggest problems you've seen with breastfeeding, I do want to highlight this closet that you have, this lactation supply closet that includes breast pumps, storage bags, nursing pillows. What is that exactly, and why did you start it?
Yeah, so it goes hand in hand with my support group that I have at the YWCA. So I really wanted, so let me just go back a little bit. I used to work for a program that Penn Medicine offered, and it was a program specifically for parents who were on Medicaid. Beautiful program. I used to, be an in-home visitor, offering lactation support. But while working there, I was like, this should be something that's available to all parents, and it's not. And I was like, a lot of us fall through the cracks. And I even thought of myself, and I'm like, I would be a mom that wouldn't qualify for this program, but like, I still need support, right? So we need support no matter what our journey is. And I really wanted to create a space that women and people could just walk in and get that postpartum support, get that lactation support, not have to pay for it, not have to register for it, not have to prove that they're falling within some sort of guidelines. And so along with that, I also wanted to offer supplies, because a lot of the reasons we stop breastfeeding, it could be as easy as like we didn't have storage bags to pump into, like we didn't have breast pads, like we didn't have a breast pump, And so I wanted to create a space that offered all of that. And so I was able to connect with some grants, apply for some grants, and get some grant funding. And yeah, so it's there. It's available for anyone. Tons of supplies, always available every Wednesday from 10:30 to 12 at the YWCA.
And for the listener that's listening at home, how would they contact you to access this closet?
So the closet is only accessible every Wednesday. So every Wednesday from 10:30 to 12, they could just walk in. And I always say, don't feel pressured that like you need to stay for the support group. If the support group is what you need, if you want to, that's great. If you just need to come in because you need to grab some breast pads, or you need a nursing bra or a pumping bra, then come in for that. It's not, I don't have standards as far as like how long you have to stay or be like an active part of the group.
All right, and before we go to our first break here, I want to talk about what you have heard on the front lines. You're there at ground zero, so to speak. So, what are some of the biggest problems, some of the biggest pain points that you have heard with women and breastfeeding?
Yeah. A lot of it comes down to education and not knowing what the norm is, right? Something that we hear a lot about is, I don't think I'm making enough milk. My baby is constantly waking up at night. What am I doing wrong? And, teaching them that actually you're not doing anything wrong, that's actually a very normal protective behavior that babies have, is to wake up often at night to feed. And so just kind of, educating them through all of those kind of trials or issues that they feel like they're having. Again, that doubt starts to set in, and just really encouraging them and empowering them to keep on going, that they're doing a great job.
And when you see somebody that is just emotional, they're just like, this is something that I looked forward to, I feel like I'm a bad mom, my body isn't responding. What do you say to somebody like that's in that kind of emotional state?
Sometimes it's not saying anything at all, like sometimes it's just giving them that space to be brutally honest with how they feel like they're doing as a parent. Like how many times can we say, like, I just don't feel like I'm doing a good enough job. And knowing that they can be in a space where they're not getting judged for feeling like that. So sometimes it's just giving them that space, really listening to themselves and listening to them, is what they need. And then pointing out like what they're doing great. And obviously they're there, they showed up, right? Like you came to the support group, you have your baby with you, your baby's thriving, and just pointing those things out, so that they can honor themselves and acknowledge like, yeah, wow, I am doing a really great job. This is just a really rough day that I'm having. So yeah.
And what do the dads say? Because I know that I was so ignorant about breastfeeding. I thought that it was like a faucet. You put the kid on and boom, faucet, milk for everyone, but it's not necessarily like that. So what do you say to the fathers that lack education in this?
So, it's really important, right? It's important, the support that we get outside of the home is really important, right? Like to be able to have these groups to go to, and to be able to go see a lactation consultant and all of that, that's all great. The support that you have at home is equally or even more important. And so, I encourage them to show up for their partners, to encourage them to be a part of it. Just because that mom is breastfeeding doesn't mean that you don't have anything to do. You can wake up with her at night, you can grab the baby, you can change the baby, you can grab her a glass of water, tell her that she's doing a great job. Tell her that you see her, that you see that she's tired, but like that you're there, if she needs someone to talk to or, to vent to or to take the baby so that she can go take a nap or take a longer shower than usual. Just really showing up for that postpartum parent is so important.
You had a support group just last week with the Pumping Basics, and then you had another support group with Breastfeeding Basics last month. What's on the agenda next?
So I think I'm going to focus on those two areas right now and just kind of flip-flop back every month. I've thought of doing, like a flange fitting class, which goes with pumping, and there's this, you have to know your size and then how that impacts your milk supply and all of that. And that probably doesn't make any sense to a lot of people listening, but yeah, I think I'm gonna stick to like the basics of breastfeeding and pumping.
So what has the feedback been so far with these groups? Because I'm more than sure you're getting, a couple aha moments and, I never knew.
I think that the most beautiful thing that I've witnessed is how these parents are showing up for each other. And they really, I'm providing the space, but they really come and create their own relationships with one another. One of the things, or this happened, I think it was like in the summer, one of our babies were he was turning a year old, and mom had planned a birthday party. and invited all, you know, family and friends. And the only people to show up for this birthday party were the moms of the group.
Oh, wow.
And which was so beautiful to hear about the following week and how supported she felt. And so that was really cool. It's also really nice when my moms, well, not nice, but it's also really beautiful when they show up and they're just, you know, completely just vulnerable, you know, and these moms just are there to listen and encourage them. That's also really cool to see happen.
So, what led you to establish this support group?
Yeah, so, you know, I wanted something that was available to anyone in our community. You know, I feel like a lot of programs that are out there, you have to, you know, yes, you can come, but you have to, you know, be a part of this group. You have to be a part of this group, or you have to have these certain guidelines or fall under this or follow or, you know, go above that. And I didn't want that. You know, I know that as a mom myself, you know, I don't care what background someone comes from, you know, as a parent, we can be supportive to each other. And so I just wanted to create a space like that.
And where do you feel as though breastfeeding services are now in this country? Do you feel as though that we need to expand, or where do you feel as though we lie?
I mean, I think we're definitely lacking, you know. I'll just speak about Lancaster, you know, because that's, you know, where I'm at right now. I'm not going to speak on the country, but I think the whole country is lacking. But you know, Lancaster, there's not many postpartum support groups out there, and that says a lot. You know, there shouldn't be. I shouldn't have had to start up a group like this because one didn't exist. It should be something that, you know, every, you know, provider's office is offering, every hospital is offering, you know, and things like lactation support should be free, and it's not, you know. And so if your insurance isn't covering it, then that's coming out of pocket. And who has money to be, you know, paying any kind of specialist on a weekly basis or forever, you know, however long you have to stick with them until the issue gets solved. And, you know, postpartum support sucks just all around this country.
So then with these support groups, are there like alumni that come back and volunteer, lend their stories, lend their voices? How does the give back look?
Yeah, so we're hitting 2 years in July. I started this 2 years ago, and so I'm seeing on average that our moms are sticking with us for about a year. So it is really cool to see, you know, moms that started when their babies were like a month old. Now those babies are turning one, and they're showing up for the new moms that are now joining the group. And it's really cool because they're the experts now, right? Like they're the experienced moms. So to kind of see that journey from like these brand new moms that were like doubting themselves to now they're like, girl, you got it. Like you're doing a great job. Like let me tell you what I did that worked really well, you know. That's a really beautiful thing to see, to be able to witness.
Now, this initiative, going back to how you started because of your youngest child. So then this is personal for you then. Is that right?
I mean, absolutely, it's personal. You know, as my oldest is 20 years old, or she's gonna be 20. And I remember my breastfeeding journey with her was completely different. You know, I have very few memories of that time period, but I remember that when I nursed her, I think I nursed her for about 3 months. My only memories were of doing it alone and having to always leave a room and go into a private space to do it. I have a vivid memory of it was a August day. She was born in July, so she was only a couple weeks old at this point. We were at a restaurant and she got hungry and I had to leave the restaurant to go into this like hot car to nurse my baby. Why? And so to then fast forward, for my youngest, where I nursed her wherever the hell I wanted, and I really didn't care. And that was, and I hope that and wish that for anyone, that we're all able to do that.
And then, Norma, moving forward, what would you like to see done more or talked about more, in the realm of breastfeeding?
I think we just need to normalize it, and it needs to become something. I think it would be a beautiful, beautiful day that the day where you invite me or someone like me to come on to your show, and people listening aren't going to be like, "What? Like, I never heard of that." Or that would be really awesome, because it would be so normalized in their life. They'd be like, "Oh yeah, I know." I know 20 Normas doing that in my community. That would be really cool, but yeah, we just have to normalize it. We've sexualized, the breast so much that, people do not understand, and they really view breastfeeding as an awful thing. And they make parents feel, like, I don't even know, like, just not supported. And so you have parents that are choosing not to breastfeed because of what others think. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
So, Norma, finally, if somebody wanted to find some more information just on breastfeeding or on your advocacy work, where can or should they look?
So follow me on Instagram, Mama La Lechera, MamaLaLechera. I always post there about any kind of workshops that I'm doing. You're always, always feel free to message me any kind of questions as well. But yeah, at Mama La Lechera on Instagram, and you can find me at the YWCA in Lancaster at 110 North Lime Street. Every Wednesday from 10:30 to 12.
Norma, this has been fantastic. Thank you for joining us on the Spark. Yeah, this was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.